Okay, Charlie, the time has come.
I got a couple housekeeping things I'd like to take care of first real quick, if I may. First off, I put out my website. Where's our, you know, it's protectourliberty.org, protectourliberty.org. And my blog is cdrkirchner.wordpress.com, cdrkirchner.wordpress.com. Also, if I could take another 30 seconds, a great patriot in our movement died in New Jersey unexpectedly. He got a heart attack and passed away. It was Dan Haggerty. And he and his sidekick, Billy Bear, who attorney Billy Bear, I met Billy Bear at the court-martial of Terry Lake, and then we've been working together ever since. But they were the two that exposed Bill Ayers. They talked to Bill Ayers in New Jersey when he came to visit there, and Bill Ayers said, oh, yes, I wrote that book for Obama. You remember seeing that video on YouTube?
Yes, I do. That was, I think you attended that event, didn't you?
No, I didn't attend that event, but I helped get the publicity out when it did happen. But they just went there and to see what they could get out of Bill Ayers, and they just asked him what he thought of that book by Obama, and he said, well, you know, of course I wrote that. And this was totally unscripted, surprising, out of the blue. And anyway, Dan Haggerty was running the camera who recorded that, and Billy Bear, the attorney, was asking the questions. So anyway, Dan passed away, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to him. I know he's in a better place tonight, and I'll be going down to see his family tomorrow in New Jersey and meet with Billy and I take care of that. And the second point I wanted to ask you, Mike, before we make the big announcement, you know, there's a lot of movies out with the, you know, talking about the Oscars and things, and one of them, you know, Selma. I just wondered if you could play, just before we do this, that piece that Obama talked about Selma, you know, how his parents met there and he was conceived. Did you have that handy? Would you have time to play that before we make the big announcement?
I sure can.
Remember now, that happened in 1965, and Obama was born in 1961, he says. And, of course, he says his parents conceived him in Selma. So that it's just more a Puff the Magic Liar-in-Chief again, you know. Pay that off real quick, and then we'll get back to business.
I was going to play it later on, and I will play it later on when John Dumais comes on. Charlie, I was referring, I made a mistake, that you went down when Dad was holding a seminar with Jack Cashel speaking. And that's
several of them, yeah. Corsi had, Dr. Corsi and Jack Cashel. Dan Haggerty was a great organizer, a community organizer of the Patriots in Morristown, New Jersey. And he had one event. He had 5,000 people there. He was a great patriot, a strong constitutionalist, and he was fighting every single day to expose the usurper-in-chief.
Yes, and I had forgotten how hard of a fighter he was. We've had Jack Cashel on the show, and he was a great speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Charlie, maybe we should have had Dan on there, but you know what? I know he's listening somewhere.
Yep, I believe that.
Okay, I'm going to play this clip. Charlie has as much to tell you about. Charlie has earned his due here. He has as much to say here. I take a lot of advice from him. Sometimes he'll call me, and then that second later he'll call me back. You know what? Let's do this. Okay, I'm going to play this clip. It's getting a lot of attention. I get a lot of feedback, and there's a reason for it, and we think we know what the reason is, okay? I don't want to bore everybody. If you've heard it before, that's fine. You're going to hear it again.
You can't hear that. You can't hear that liar say this too many times. It just shows you what a snake he is.
Absolutely. Okay, pay attention. It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds. I'm going to play the entire clip. This is candidate Obama. I didn't say president. Candidate Obama campaigning in Selma, Alabama. I think it was actually on the day of the anniversary of that march from Birmingham to Selma. And I'll give out the day later on, which is important. Okay, here we go. Is it playing, Charlie? I can't hear it here.
No, I don't hear it.
Okay, I'm having a slight difficulty here. According to this, it's playing.
Well, if you're having technical difficulty, we can get back to it.
Let me just wait here for a minute. I don't want to keep the audience waiting. And
well, you know, Obama was waiting 4 years to be conceived. I mean, he was born in 61, but he was waiting to be conceived at Selma, which he told everybody down there. His mother and father met on a bridge, and then Obama Jr. came along.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reset it, and when it starts to play, we'll just have to let it go. It may talk over us, so just have a little patience, and I promise when it does come up, I will bring it up.
I'm watching the chat room. Let me check.
Ruth, can you? I don't think she can do it. Can you play that Selma clip, Ruth, please? Let's see if we can get it from that end.
The chat room is saying no audio. I don't know if they mean the Selma piece or all the audio is gone.
Can you guys in the chat room hear me?
I got audio. I just tweaked my speaker up. I could hear.
Okay. Let's see if I can get a hold of our call screen. Ruth, would you come on the air for a minute?
We can get back to it, Mike.
I wonder if we're even broadcasting. It says I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I can hear you on the speakers.
We can get back to it, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, chat room, can you hear me in the chat room? Okay. I guess we're broadcasting on the net, but for some reason it's not indicating that the audio clip is playing. Okay, Charlie, let me just check one more time. I want to make sure everybody can hear us. You can hear me, Ed? Okay, guys, thank you. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make absolutely sure. Okay, Charlie, let's go ahead. It's your turn. Go ahead with the announcement.
All right. Back in late November, I got this idea, and I called Mike up, and I said, here's my idea, Mike. I said, you've been doing this Sheriff's Kit, and we got him going out all over the place, people asking for him. But how do we needed to be sure it was getting to every nook and cranny of the country, to the grassroots level, into every single county of this country, to somebody who has great influence in every county of this country. And I suggested to Mike that let's mail a sheriff kit to every single sheriff in this country. And Mike thought the idea was an excellent idea. And we embarked upon a project to burn the DVDs, get them all into labels and find all the addresses and start working on it. It took us about 5 weeks to get them all done, and we had tremendous help from volunteers such as Bill, shout out to Bill, Ruth, Mona, a few others that I may be forgetting at this moment. Of course, Mike and I were busy stuffing and licking envelopes too. But we got, I would imagine, 3,300 DVDs sent out to every sheriff and sheriff equivalent in this country. In addition to that, we decided to send one to every governor, all 50 governors, all the attorney generals, and every new Republican member of the new Congress. So that was done, and it was done with major funding provided by Mike and myself with ProtectOurLiberty.org and donors. We asked for donations. We got donations and a lot of hard work from the volunteers. So that's where you people who donated, that's what we spent the money on. Thousands and thousands of discs went out to each and every sheriff's office in the country. And they all have it now, every elected sheriff. And it was an action statement in there with each one of these, asking them, telling them what we expected them to do. And that's where the mass mailing went. And all the feedback is coming back to Mike. All the return addresses were to Mike's P.O. box. And I know he's gotten some feedback. I don't know how much he wants to talk about that. Some of it he's been told he has to keep it confidential, that they contacted him, et cetera. So what do you want to add to this, Mike, as to what I just said?
You did a great job. Okay, we asked for donations. We said mass mailing. The reason we did not release the information is we did not want to get cut off at the pass. We wanted them to flow out. We wanted them to make sure that the information got to where it's going, and I know it is. And I've told Charlie this. I've gotten feedback. I don't have my phone number or email address. We've had several sheriffs email me, contact me, thank me. I even got a Christmas card. I thought that was cute. really. I mean, great, yeah. I mean, it shows you the integrity of that sheriff. We're working on now following up with each one of them, encouraging them. We were going to have Sheriff Mack sort of lead the pack, but Sheriff Mack became ill. And my prayers, and I hope everybody says a prayer out there for Sheriff Mack, because he's been on the forefront of this. So that's why we were holding back who we were mailing them to.
Well, we wanted to give them a chance to one of the action items was that they should study the disc and study the evidence, and have their own people look at it and study this and come to their own conclusions. And we wanted them to be able to have the time to do that and not be bombarded by a counterattack from the other side, which a lot of their disinformation. We wanted to give these sheriffs a chance to look at this first and see what their own forensic people thought of it.
That's absolutely right. We were going to make the announcement 2 weeks ago, but I convinced Commander Kirshner to hold off to give it another 2 weeks, and I'm glad we did. Make sure that they all got delivered, make sure that they were all able to look at the information. Now, what we did under Commander's advice is we changed the sheriff kit label a little bit, made it more specific towards the sheriff, included Sheriff Joe's phone number, and put some other information, which we're not going to put out here right now tonight, encourage them to call. We labeled it. We gave them contact information so they can directly get in touch with Sheriff Joe. We urge them to contact Sheriff Joe. We want them to stand behind Sheriff Joe. We want them to have their own news conference. We want them to run their own investigation. Give it to your own forensic department and see what's up. With that, like I said, we are getting feedback. My name was not listed there. My website was not stamped on the sleeve. If you've gotten the sheriff kit, you know I stamped my website on there because I want everybody to know where they can get information. The sheriff kit is actually available on my website. Everything in the kit is on my website. I think.
Well, we might want to mention, Mike, that there's a new version, a 2015 edition, is on your website now. That's a good point to bring that up too at this point.
Yes, that's version 1.84, Charlie.
1.8.4, right?
Yes.
It's got some new information on there, and we'll just download one or get one, and you'll see what it is.
Yes, and I'll gladly send you one out. You can still download them. Thanks to Bill. I appreciate it. Bill stays behind the scenes. He's microphone shy, I guess, and he's a great man. He's helped me out a lot. He's helped us out a lot, and he's helped this country out a lot. And I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks a lot. I don't know if you're listening tonight. I didn't see him logged into the chat room. But that's what we did. And there's other people, like Charlie just mentioned, that we're going to be mailing kits out to that he's already did. And we have another thing up our sleeve we're going to work on, so it's not over. We're going to go grassroots level. We know that the corruption runs wide and spread in Congress. And I'm going to make up a list. I didn't have time today to do that list. I'm going to tell you what some of the congressmen said, and I have witnesses. I hate to even say that. I've had congressmen tell me, we know, Mr. Volin, we can't do anything. I had one tell me, go get a court order. I had one chief of staff yell at me, what did he say? Neil Abercrombie's my friend. I know he wouldn't lie. Oh, really? Okay, all right. All right. I got a bridge I want to sell you to. Anyway, that's the things that we put up. It didn't deter us. We still went from congressman's office to congressman's office. And you know what? If it takes for me to go back, I'm going back. I'm going back. We have a different plan of attack. We're going to go back. I think I announced this 2 weeks ago on a show, that I am now in touch with another congressman. I now have his cell phone number. Gracious enough to give me his cell phone number so I don't have to go through the front desk and beg to speak to him. I'm the guy that spoke to him. He knows I'm calling. Yeah, right, sure. Everybody says that. And this congressman, after I gave him a briefing, This, I said, can you do something? Are you able to help? But this is what he told me. He said, Mr. Volin, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And I believe him. And I'm going to work with him. And it's not over. We're not stopping here. Like I said, grassroots level, we're going to the Sheriff's Department. I'll go to the postmaster if I have to in every town to get this job done. You know what? A lot of people are frustrated. You know, cold case posse, it's not coming out, not coming out, not coming out. They're the ones that led this. They're the ones that did the investigation. Mike Zullo has a lot of weight upon his shoulder, and there's a lot of pressure. He handles it well. He really does. I speak to him, and I know there's a lot of pressure on him, and I thank him all the time. I tell him I really don't want to know too much information. I ask him a couple of things that's not too intrusive. I really don't want to know, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't want to be tainted. I don't want to sit back and become lazy and say, oh, my goodness, when this comes out, it's going to be really good. You know, it's going to crush the government. I don't want to know that. I want to make sure everybody gets the information right now as it is. I even had Sheriff Joe. I spoke to Sheriff Joe. You know, he's got a kit. I know people are saying, well, yeah, well, he's the one that got the information. He asked me, Mr. Volin, would you change it from department to sheriff's office? And we did. We complied with that. And I think I'm laughing. You know, when he got that DVD, that was great. That was really a great moment. He actually autographed one and gave it back to me, and I gave it to Bill. And Bill has it on his wall because Bill really deserved it. He's a monster, right, Charlie?
Right. Now, every one of these sheriffs that got this, they got a link in there to download it directly from the WhiteHouse.gov site and give it to their graphics people and their forensic people and study the evidence, browse it, and see what they think themselves. And as far as whether or not they think that document on the WhiteHouse.gov site was created by a copying machine or a human-engineered document, human-manufactured document. So I'm sure there's people out there, just based on what we heard so far, that are taking a look at this. And now we know that every single county at the grassroots level, the local elected sheriff who's got lots of connections, they're looking at this. And we know they got there because out of the 3,300 or some that were mailed, I don't think you got back more than a dozen or two for bad addresses and things like that. Is that correct, Mike?
We got back between 15 and 20. I don't have the exact number.
Right.
I put them on the side tonight. What we're going to do is one came back for more postage due. We're just going to slap more postage on. Mm-hmm. Another 49-cent stamp is not going to break my bank account.
The point is less than 1% came back. So we know they got there.
And I'm very happy with that. If it was 90 or less, I would still have been happy. And it took a lot of work at the beginning to figure out how are we going to get these DVDs in the mail for the cheapest cost, how to package them. We had some difficulty at the beginning.
Well,
we had
to give away any of our secrets, Mike.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
We figured out how to do it, but it took some major funding, and you and I dug deep for this, and the donors donated, but we got it done, and we used a lot of, do a lot with less. With the money we had, we tried to use it as efficiently as possible and maximize the utilization of the cash to get the best message out there to every sheriff and every single. We even sent them to Guam, right?
Yes, and we had test runs. We would mail them to each other 2 or 3 times just to make sure that they would survive the post office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Charlie was mailing them to Bill. I was mailing them to Charlie. Charlie was mailing them to me back and forth just at the beginning to make sure that they would go before we sent out 3,200 DVDs. We wanted to make sure that they would survive the brutality of the United States Post Office, and they did.
We didn't want to pay $5.75 a piece to do it.
I know this, Charlie. We would have, if our plan didn't work, we would have asked for more donations, and I think we would have got more. And I think we would have just gone ahead with it. We may not have done it so swiftly and quickly as we did, but I know it would have done. And you can still donate. I don't beg for money. There's a donate button on my website. If you want to give $1, $5.
Donate to help Mike, because he's sending out 50 to 100 DVDs every week, and he shouldn't have to be taking that all out of his pocket. So I know it costs money to buy the DVDs, burn the DVDs, put them in envelopes, put postage on them. So if you're listening, go to wheresobamasbirthcertificate.com and hit the donate button and put a couple shekels into the treasury to help Mike continue the effort with the regular DVDs that are going out every single week to people who ask for them. But there's not a corner of this great nation now that doesn't have one of these DVDs in the hand of the local elected official, the local elected sheriff. And every governor and every attorney general. If that sheriff calls the attorney general says, oh, yes, I got one of those here, you know.
And so, more important is we're going to follow up. If you gave a donation, this is what we do. If you give a donation, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I send you a sheriff kit. I just automatically write down your name and address, and I send you a kit back. Not because you gave a donation, because I want to say thank you. You deserve a sheriff kit anyway. Yeah. And you request a sheriff kit.
We know they're looking at them, too, because you sent a person down to the Washington, D.C. that at one sheriff's meeting down there. And the person walked up, your representative walked up to give a sheriff kit to the guy, and he said, oh, I got one of those in the mail the other day. I looked at it. That's very interesting. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So we know it's out there. We know they're being looked at.